Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is all dude respect. That's, yeah, that's correct. It's D-U-D-E with all dude respect. I am Richard A. Wright the Turd, and I'm on the East Coast. It is now 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have, as always, the man, the legend, the myth, the author, the screenwriter, the amazing fan of sports, husband, fur father, an all-around good dude, Jim Ellis. Jimmy, how are you?
Wow, I needed that today. I needed a pump up. Yeah, it's been a tough day dealing with some insanity outside of myself, but it's probably a reflection of the insanity inside. So it's been a rough couple of weeks, but thank you for the pump up, man. I needed that.
You're welcome.
How's your day? How's your day going?
It's going. It's actually turned out really well. On the East Coast, we had a little snow. And it's always, for me as a landlord, it's always, you know, I like the snow. I don't like the snow. If I ever saw snow again, I wouldn't give two shits. But what happened was it came down and it looked really, really nice. And then what happened, it stopped around 1 or 2 here and the sun came out and a lot of it melted off to the point where I'm not going to have to clean off any of my properties because all the hard surfaces are didn't get wet or didn't get any accumulations on them. So,
oh, I see.
Good. So it was like a good day, and you know, it was. I'm looking forward to. It's going to be cool on the cooler side. I'm looking forward to having a good weekend. I'm going to check out this place that's local to me tomorrow. That serves a lot of I guess you would call it game meats, like kangaroo and venison and buffalo and ostrich and some other unique stuff, you know, some stuff, normal stuff that you don't normally see on a regular menu. So I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to the weekend. What about you? Anything good this weekend?
Oh, going to dinner Sunday, going to watch a hockey game Saturday night, just try to relax and get some work done and just stay out of the drama that's surrounding me, which I can't really talk about. But, Yeah, it's tough, man. When certain things in life come along and they kind of grab at you, it seems like from the inside out, you know, and it's just been tough. So I'm just looking to get some peace of mind, have maybe a little bit of fun, get outside the house. It's been really nice here in San Diego. It's like 70s to 80, and it's been a great, you know, change from some of the cold we've been dealing with. Not the cold that you might be dealing with, but, of course, you're all set for the cold. You know how to deal with it.
For the most part.
But anyway. Yeah.
I could definitely hear it in your energy. The last couple times we talked offline and then definitely today, it's in our circle, Mentor, Discover, Inspire, when a man shows up to a meeting, we usually, you know, we usually do a check-in. And, you know, if you had a check-in right now, you know, 1 to 10, 1 being, you know, your head is literally up your ass and you're smelling your own shit. And 10 is, you know, you're on the beach somewhere, 80 degrees, the wife, the dog, you know, a cup of coffee, just, you know, in present in the moment. Where are you at?
Probably a 3 right now. It's pretty low, as you could maybe feel, or you can tell in my voice.
Yeah.
It's one of those dark, kind of like a dark night of the soul, you know. It comes around every once in a while, and it definitely looks like it's the outside world happening to me, you know. People acting certain ways that are confrontational and irrational, you know. And so for me, what I've had to learn to do in my life is to deal with irrational people, which that they exist, you know. It's not like the world doesn't have that. I'm sure they have their own reasons for acting the way they do, but how do you deal with it? How do you stay centered? That's what I'm being called to do. Stay centered, truthful to myself, in integrity, and deal with somebody who has nothing to stand on. It's just reactive and emotional. It's just very challenging. And so that's what I'm being called to do. And it's can't run away. You know, can't escape.
Yeah.
Got to move through it. But I'll be stronger for it. I'll be more powerful. I'll be more centered. And that'll be the gift out of this. But I did use my men's circle as well for it. So.
Okay.
Helpful.
Yeah, the that's great. I'm glad you're doing all that. And the one thing, like, I've had similar really severe issues with, you know, with some of my properties and tenants and stuff. And the way I've dealt with it is just what you just said, man. It's just like what it's either, you know, it's, you're learning the greatest lessons right now. Whatever it is,
yeah.
you're and then probably 6 months from now, it'll be gone, and all you'll have is the lessons. You know, it's not permanent; it's impermanent. So that's what I always go to.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, true of any type of situation. Like you have a certain situation; I have a different type of situation. Everyone has situations that they deal with, and it's really a call to see if they're clear on who they are and can stand up for that. And, you know, and here's the key thing that I'm learning, and this is bigger than I thought I'd ever get as far as lesson and maybe even an application of this, and it's the idea that your power has nothing to do with leverage, like being able to have leverage over another. It's like, oh, I'll be okay as long as I could use my leverage and destroy that person or be a victory over them. That's not power. You know, power is just not reacting to it. For me, this is what I'm learning, not reacting to it, not using leverage against them, mm-hmm. and not, allowing leverage against you. It's just like staying true. But most people think freedom and control, freedom is about control and being the victor. But I think it's deeper than that. It's a deep one, though.
mm-hmm.
I'll be writing about it.
Good.
So... Yeah.
All right.
Ooh.
So, is there anything we can do right now to get you here and with us, the listening audience and me?
Why don't you do this? If you could do this, could you let the audience know what our topic is? What we thought we'd talk about today. And as you're doing that, I'm going to put you on speaker, and I'm going to pound out some push-ups just to get out of my head.
Nice. Okay. Cool. So welcome everybody. While Jimmy gets out of his head and gets into what we're going to do today, we are going to speak about the International Women's Day and what do men think. So we're going to have a discussion about the day itself. Jimmy's going to give his views on it. I'm going to give my views. I've done a little bit of research on it. I've also spoke to some women directly and found out what they think about it and where they stand. It's an interesting topic. For me personally, I didn't really know that there was an International Women's Day, but it doesn't surprise me. It's just that it seems like this year, with all the political stuff that's been going on, it seems like everything is, I'm learning a lot, and everything is, you know, this is new to me. So with that little cough, I think, Jimmy, you're back.
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
Beautiful. How are you feeling?
Good. Let's roll.
Okay, good. So I'll start. I didn't even realize that there was an International Women's Day, like that there was something slated. And it's funny because it's, as of late, I guess I don't know if it's Facebook or people, but it seems like I think there's something every day. Like every day, like someone's saying, today is National Donut Day. You know, a couple days ago it was International or National Meatball Day. And it was like, they have some, you know, some frivolous shit. And of course you have some real shit. So, again, of course this year it seemed like it was more of a, you know, fuck you to the President of the United States and, you know, an opportunity for, I don't know, Western women to really bitch and moan about a lot of, you know, from what I saw. Of course, the headlines are sensational. They want you to read those. And, you know, was, right. you know, bitching and moaning about how, you know, there's no equal this and equal that. And, you know, of course, I did some research. And, you know, there's, you can't not, you know, pay a woman the same thing you're paying a man nowadays. It's legal. You can't do, you can't not hire someone on based on gender anymore. You know, it's just, it's illegal. It's, if there's a problem or there's an issue, you have a legal, you know, you'll probably end up being a rich person discriminated against in that way because you have a really good case against whoever was employing you or, you know, wherever you applied to. So, you know, so that was the first, you know,
Well, how would they be able to tell, like, I mean, there's boxes on applications that say, you know, woman, man, and they go, how would they be able to know that, oh, they're not choosing me because I'm a woman? I don't know how you would show that or if it's even the case. I don't know.
There's probably still stuff going on out there. And, you know, but I think it might be across the board with, you know, minorities and you know, and some women. It's, you know, it's not a perfect world we're living in. But I think, you know, any natural-born American citizen, and I'll speak personally, I feel like I hit the human lottery. You know, I love this country. There's a lot of opportunity. You get to, you know, do and say a lot of things here without worrying about, you know, someone coming in your house and killing you or taking you out and, you know, beating the shit out of you or your family. So, you know, that's my little opening statement. Where are you at?
Yeah, well, just for our audience, anyone who didn't see it on Facebook or notice it in the news, Wednesday, March 8th. Yeah, so Wednesday, or actually March 8th, is International Women's Day. And I am not exactly sure if it is just a generic type of thing that's been around for a long time, if it was a specific purpose for it. But, yeah, I think anyone would just have their own take on it. I think some women just acknowledging themselves and honoring themselves, and then also men being able to honor and cherish women in the world as well. That seems really positive and uplifting. I think, and then I know others, and I've saw it on different videos, and again, these might be, you know, few and far between, but they're like really highlighted. It's saying things like, let's have a day without women. Like, let's have a protest by having a day without women, where women do not work, don't do any labor on this day. And I don't get it. I mean, can't we just, I don't know why we can't just celebrate women for who they are and cherish them and, like, just, you know, hold them sacred and beautiful and without this idea that, well, without them, what would our world be as, like, a protest? It just, I don't know, it just seems like it's bent on the negative and the upset without solution mode or ideas. Yeah, that's where I was at. Oh, by the way, it's also International Akita Day. Akita Day. You said there's different days for, you know, each day. March 8th is also Akita Day, and that's, me and my wife happen to have an Akita dog, Akita mix. Nice. So I actually had one of each in my house so I could double celebrate that day. So
nice.
As a positive.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to say, do you notice or do you see, like, a lot of things nowadays are just very negative? It just seems like a lot of things are negative.
People are upset.
Or negativity is what's in the forefront. It's, you know, it's what's going on. And, like, I don't know if you noticed. Have you noticed, like, I really haven't been on Facebook a lot or have shared or done a lot of stuff on Facebook recently?
Maybe a little, but haven't really noticed.
Okay. That. Yeah. Pulled back. I just stopped going on. Cause it was just like when something starts really just affect, like I'd read some cool shit. And then all of a sudden one thing would come up and I'd be like, it would just spin me. And that's on me. You know, because I'm letting some stupid thing on Facebook, you know, spin me. And then I also have some friends and stuff. They're like, the hell off Facebook. They're like, what are you doing? They're like, it has no redeeming value. I'm like, I got a radio show. You know, I started giving all these. I got a radio show. I get a lot of value. It's like, they're like, bullshit. Well, I can get that value from somewhere else. And stop being a knucklehead. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But do you, you know, but, you know, and I see you still on there. So how are you getting, not getting off topic, but it just seems like the negative first positive thing.
Well, I've learned to bypass, when I start seeing the political stuff, I kind of bypass that because I know it will take me to, you know, places that don't really do anything for me. I mean, it's not even educational anymore. And so I'll just bypass some things. If I see certain people, I'm like, okay, I don't need to read that person. And just, I'll scroll a little bit. But it really is a sense of discipline that you got to have. You know, you want to, yeah, you want to be out there and sharing. At the same time, you know, you can't be hijacked. You can't have your life hijacked by, like, all these thoughts. The way, actually, you know, what came out to me for me is in Facebook. Recently, I've been really looking to find the peace of mind within. And, like, if you go... If you just go within your own self, you're going to find monkey thoughts, monkey mind, crazy thoughts that just fly in your face. I mean, there's enough inside of our own minds that can keep us busy in hell and not at peace, like centered on the one, on love, unity, the truth. Like, it's very singular, I believe. But all these other thoughts, oh, my gosh, you have to meditate for so long just to become find the peace within. So now let's do this. I know what. Let's have a something on the computer where we can reveal not just your thoughts, but all everyone's thoughts, so you can be inundated. It's too much, man. Especially if you're like you're kind of like sensitive or open. It's too much. Yep. You got to turn from it. So you got to really discipline yourself, I'd say. But
Let me ask you this, because that just you just like triggered something inside of me, because I watched that TM. Video you sent me.
Right.
Uh-huh. You want to get? Can I speak on that?
Yeah, transcendental meditation. Yes.
Yep, transcendental meditation. So, just so you know, I didn't get through the whole video. I have it up on my desktop at my office, and so I've been, you know, I watched it, and it was just interesting the analogy that they talk about the mind, and they say, you know, the first thing that they said was is like, just think about it this way, the mind, right? Is the mind is like the ocean. So you're on the ocean, and the ocean can have like 20, 30, 40 foot waves. And you could be in a boat on that. And it could just be like all hell's breaking, chaotic, you know, chaos, just nuts. But the deeper you go into the ocean, the calmer it gets. So the theory is, I'm really gonna explore this, and which is cool, is every time I say something or mention it, it's something else comes at me, but it's that peace that you can find the deeper you go, and you can do that, and that's in all of our minds. There's parts of our brain that just they're quiet, and you can go there. So I just thought that was really cool. Now, are you trained in it? Are you able to do that, or is that something that maybe we should save for another show?
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll talk about meditation.
Off topic.
I know, it's okay. We can talk about meditation at some point, but I've never done the transcendental meditation that came over with the Maharishi in the 50s, and then the Beatles got involved, so then it exploded. Yes. But I've never done that. I've been to the introduction of it. And I've done meditation for like 30 years, you know, for years. But I've never done that specific one. But I do know. I do know the principle. And I've done that. I've sat still. But when you sit still, it gives your mind a chance to match that. But you've got to, for me, it's like sitting still, just being there. And over time, it slowly arises. The peace arises. It doesn't come, you know, you don't go get it. You don't go grab it. It arises from within because you've stilled everything else. But who does that in this day and age? I mean, just the static alone, Women's Day, Men's Day, Akita Day, Trump, blah, blah. It's like you can go, I'm going to go crazy, dude. And then you have stress in other parts of your life and then finances. It's like, oh, my God, you could lose it. I got to find the peace. Weren't you involved in meditation in some way? Yeah.
Oh, I meditate every day. I meditate daily. I'm actually coming up on my, since I started tracking it, my 400th session Sunday. So, and that's not counting other retreats and other, you know, when we used to visit the Buddhist Sangha and stuff like that. But But yeah, I love it. It's absolutely phenomenal. I get what you're saying with the piece. It doesn't really come. You don't really go get it. It comes. And some days my mind's busy, and some days it's not. So the greatest thing is just accepting. Today actually was my guided meditation was based on accepting, and like just total acceptance, and it was just really cool. So my hope is that you find that, especially now, that peace or that quiet or that stillness inside of you.
Yeah, it can't be. The kind of peace where the outside world cannot disturb it. I mean, that's a pretty deep place, and I'm being called to go there.
Yeah.
But here's what's cool about it. I'm being called to go there. But, well, if my life was just going peachy keen, you think I'd go for it as much? No, I'd be like, oh yeah, what YouTube video could I watch? Or I could jerk off or whatever. So
yeah.
Thank you, God, for conspiring against me for my highest good. Even though it looks like hell, I know I'm being directed to a place that cannot be harmed. So
yep.
it's a deep journey. So wait, let me ask you, when you did these meditations, are these, you said they're guided, is this like you go to a center and you do it, or is it on audio tape? Or
I use it, probably the purists are rolling their eyes, but I use an app. I use an app called the Calm app, and I purchased the app. I don't think I own one app or paid for an app ever, and this is the only one that I've paid for, and it's just phenomenal. Like, I don't get any free shit, or they're not going to send me anything for this, for giving them this plug, but the woman who creates the content, Tamara Levitt, she just has some really cool lessons and some really cool guidance. And there always has a theme. And, I do, focus on the breathing. So that's the primary thing. But then at the end, there's like, just a bring, come back and be present to, what she's saying. And then she just talks, she talks personally. She doesn't talk at you, which is nice.
Right.
And, she just gives stories or like, different things that come up. The Buddhist, it's not a religion, the Buddhist practice, whatever, the path or whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of cool stories and teachings from the teachers, and, just the stuff is like, it seems like whenever I need to hear something, I just hear it from like on that daily calm, they call it. And today, her challenge was just to be fully accepting. So, my mind went today in some really great places. It's been a very great day. But then like when it was snowing out, like it started going to bad places. And instead of really beating myself up over that, I just stayed, present. And I said, that's fine to accept it. Be a little concerned. And it was great. Because usually, I think the internal battles have to, what sucks half the piece, what sucks the piece away. So just fully accepting everything was like, wow, this is pretty cool,
Yeah.
Even my workout, I was, my workout was going really well, but I started getting distracted. I'm like, oh, why are you getting distracted, man? I'm just like, well, because I'm getting distracted. And it was like, boom. It's like it just pulled me right back in. Without, I guess it was, without negative self-talk. So that's my, that's my thing.
What's fascinating is this whole I love that, we kind of get, we dig deep. We're not just like surface dwellers here, we're dwellers on the threshold, right? Like Van Morrison's song. We're like at this threshold where we want to really get somewhere, right? You and I. And that's not always the case with a couple of dudes, but here we go. And what I ended up getting out of some of this trauma. I mean, it was traumatic, some of this, the way I was, some of the stuff that was going on, is I really went inside really deeply, and I had an experience, and some people will believe in it, and some people think I'm crazy, I don't care. I had an experience where I was actually conversing with my mother. My mother passed away in 2014 in July, and so I'm doing this meditation, this other kind of process where you kind of guided forgiveness process.
Yep.
And I'm, my mom the energy, the presence, the feeling as if she were there, was in the room. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I was like just kind of reviewing some of the stuff that we had gone through. And what had happened right before she passed away, about a month or two before, she was in dementia. And she was sharing things. She was expressing herself in ways that were totally unlike how she used, would normally be. I would walk into the room, and she would just be full of hate and anger, and she would just spew out, I hate you. I hate you. And I would just be standing there going, whoa. Now, I could, like, debate her, like, no, you don't. I am your son. But, like, this, no, I knew what was going on. This was necessary at the time. Here's a woman, here's a soul in the physical body that needed to process some emotions before she left. I had this awareness at the time, so I didn't take it personally. I didn't debate her. I just said, okay, and I just let her be, and I let her spew all this stuff, and I got all these gigantic, you know, not just a tingle down the neck, but like goosebumps all up and down my body, just like just waves of rushing waves. So I knew something important was happening there. So flashback to just a couple of days ago when I was doing my meditation, and I'm talking to her about that. Remember when that happened? She said to me, that wasn't me. And I said, I know. You know, meaning that wasn't her that was full of hate and all that stuff, her true self. Yeah. I said, I know. And then I just, you know, cried and, you know, cried it out. But it wasn't like a sadness. It was more like a release. And here's what I come away with is here's the truth. No matter what someone's doing, you know, people are getting upset. That's not who they are deep down. That's not who they are. So I think that's the biggest gift you can get is to realize your perception of someone. If you can really see the truth at the deepest level, you can see, like, you know, the love, the beauty, the truth. It doesn't take away accountability for this world, but it's sure freeing on the bigger world. Anyway.
Let me ask you this. There. Yeah. Is there any empathy towards this individual that's causing, or can you find any empathy towards this individual that's causing you this pain?
Right. That is
have
the
you
next
tried
step.
That?
I've been cutting cords, meaning negativity. I've been not sending them negative. That's the first step.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, taking care of my house is the second step. My inner house, you know, everything around my world. And then that would be another step. So thanks for bringing up another big leap for mankind. But yeah, I don't want to jump there because I'm not there. But I don't want to do what I can along the way, and that will be part of it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. I wanted to mention a couple things too. Different thoughts I had too about our topic. I know we just kind of let it fly, and that's really cool. But I want to say something about Women's Day. And one of the things that comes in my mind is there's this old song that has the phrase, there are no good guys, there are no bad guys. And it's just you and me and we disagree. I think whenever we start polarizing, like Women's Day and a world without women and things like that, we're polarizing and we're creating a bad versus good. And anytime we do that, there can't be good. I mean, there can't really be a good. And so I'd rather not see like one day that points at men or women or moms, just like, let's just love what's in front of us, man. That's, anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, thank you. And that's even, even what I said with acceptance. It's just like, if everybody just took personal responsibility for themselves, and then if everybody just accepted everybody, just think of a world like that. Like unconditionally just accepted everybody, like, and just unconditionally accepted themselves and just took personal responsibility for their lives. It's like, you know, every day would be, I guess, human being day, but then you can't forget the animals. So, you know, living being day. Every day today is international. Google call it. How about interstellar, you know? Human being day, and even, you know, I think that'd be cool.
I mean, we can celebrate as it comes, you know. I mean, you didn't treat your wife any differently this day than the other day, or you're going to treat her worse tomorrow.
My wife would have yelled at me. She would have, because she, you know, she would have been like, I don't need a special day. I'm a powerful, strong woman who embraces her strengths and her feminine side, and she doesn't need a day. You know, you don't see too many men screaming about we need a men's day.
Yeah.
Or International Man Day, you know.
Man Day, yeah. It's like I guess the debate would be, well, they're so entitled. Birthday. Everyone has a birthday. That's cool. They'll celebrate that. They'll get gifts. But I just want to, cherish women, cherish the world, and let's take care of everybody. Let's take care of everybody. And I think that sounds too glorified, I know, too simple. But I think if we start with that thought form, it's a lot better than let's pit certain people against other people. You just get a war that way. I've learned that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, sir, it looks like we're actually over time.
Okay.
So I guess we'll close up. But for all our listeners, if you go to Facebook, don't get sucked in, but go in there just long enough to type in at the top, with all dude respect. You can converse with us, leave comments, and we can keep this rolling. Just a couple conversations, just conversations about what's going on. No right or wrong, just perceptions and some fun, huh? So thank you, Rick.
Cool. Thank you, Jimmy.
Another great show. Have a great weekend, Rick. We'll
we'll
be talking
to you. You too. Have a great weekend. Yep.
Right. Take care.
Take care, everybody.
See y'all.